live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable. Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone on the show that was recently featured in a Call of Duty Mobile meme on Reddit, me, James Campbell.
How has your life changed since you've become famous?
Well, I've gotten a few extra likes on Facebook and Twitter, but other than that, that's about it.
I could have definitely lived without seeing that picture, that's for sure.
I know you liked it.
So if people do want to see it, they can go over to our Twitter, at CheckpointXP. We definitely put it up there. And James, just for the people who may be driving right now and can't do it at the moment, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a very patriotic man thong, and I was wielding what some would call a really bomb-ass shotgun.
Bomb-ass shotgun. All right.
That's what somebody said it looked like. All right. Why is the guy attempting to sue Twitch for millions and demanding a ban on a majority of the top female streamers on the platform? There's a lot of crazy news to get to in regards to Twitch. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But we want to follow up to a huge story from last week. Mixer shutting down. What does the future hold for the biggest streamers on the platform, like Ninja and Shroud? Let's just say one of them turned down $60 million to go back to Twitch. We talked last week about the big news of Mixer shutting down, and the story was just breaking as we were recording that episode of Checkpoint XP, so a lot of the details were unclear, but we have the full story now, and we know what Ninja and Shroud, the two biggest streamers that Mixer had signed to exclusive streaming deals, we know what their future plans are. Robbie, can you bring us up to speed on this story?
Right. So basically, Mixer, for those of you that don't know, was Microsoft's answer to Twitch, to Facebook gaming, to YouTube gaming. And they shut down the entire platform last week and had made a deal so that all of their partners, all their content, was to then make the jump over to Facebook gaming. Now, obviously, you can't force all of those streamers to go ahead and go to Facebook gaming.
But the hope was, if they were streaming on Mixer, they would just start the new account up over at Facebook gaming and everything would be all good.
Right. And actually, Weird Bear, last week you had mentioned how you thought this was going to be a big move. This might actually make Twitch think twice about Facebook gaming. And I told you you're crazy. I said you were dumb.
Yes,
but you
did.
Thought, no, this is gonna do something.
I thought it was gonna do something too. I was with Weird Beard on this.
I don't know if we're gonna see it in a week. You know what I mean? I think that this may be a long term.
So
like,
both Ninja and Shroud, they were paid out their full deal from their original Mixer deals, and then they were offered additional money from Facebook. In fact, Facebook offered Ninja $60 million.
That's a lot of money.
That is double what Mixer paid him to come over to Facebook, and he turned it down to go back to Twitch. Now, Shroud, we know, also turned down the deal. We don't know what his was, or if he's going to be coming back to Twitch. He's going to be coming back to Twitch. Come on, he is. But we've also been hearing sort of throughout social media, through some of these articles and some of these industry insiders, is a lot of people are electing to say, screw Facebook, I'm going back to Twitch. So I'm going to say it again, Weirdbeard, you were wrong.
I still don't know if we can point out that I'm totally wrong.
You're wrong. But James, you're also wrong by proxy.
I do think, though, that something somewhere had to make Mixer think that Facebook gaming was the move. You know what I mean? They had the option to just kind of fold and say, because they didn't give away all of their technology. They're still using a lot of their streaming technology.
That
and like
was just
Microsoft.
To save face.
Is it though? Like,
yes.
Why would you team up with Facebook gaming if there was nothing there to benefit
that's
from?
That's a very good
first
question,
First of all,
Weird Beard.
To me, this wasn't a team up. This was literally Microsoft selling off what they had to Facebook gaming, because if they would have just folded in, do you have any idea how many people, how many of these partners with contracts probably would have tried to sue them? But now I think they've given themselves a loophole by saying, whoa, we didn't ruin your career. We didn't take away or breach any contract. It's just with Facebook now. If you don't want to continue it, if you don't want to go to Facebook, that's on you, but we provided you with an option.
I think that the real question is, what was the inciting incident? Like, what made Mixer decide, yep, today's the day. This is what we're doing. We're getting rid of this. Like, I don't know what that could have been. Some people are saying it's because Microsoft is moving towards like a cloud-based game system. You don't own games. You just play them like
that
how Google
have,
Stadia
that
does.
Shouldn't have affected Mixer in any way.
Well,
though.
No, they just take the money. They go, Mixer isn't growing. We're just going to put the money into the thing that we do think is the future. But if that's not it, then what? What could it be? Because it may be that they got word like, hey, Facebook's about to make some power moves. It's either now or never. Or it could just be like with all the racist incidences.
I think it's more that. I think the fact that Mixer was not making money and they have been painted in some very bad light recently that they finally decide, you know what, we need to cut and go as quickly as we can.
They felt like they were becoming more of a liability in the eyes of Microsoft than what it was worth.
And I think the bigger question here too is look, if Facebook had some pokers in the fire, I think that Shroud and Ninja, on top of the money that they were offering them, probably would have been a little bit more interested in it, right? But the fact that they decided, nah, we're going back to Twitch, they realized that in the streaming space, Twitch is the kingmaker. Well, they make the money.
We don't know for sure that Ninja's going to end up on Twitch. There's still YouTube gaming.
Oh, come on. He's updated his Twitch to
I've
say,
also heard rumors he could
back.
Be starting his own streaming platform with some of the other big name streamers.
Those are the dumbest things. Just because some new streaming platform has liked three streamers. You know, I like those same three streamers. Does that mean that I have a secret deal going on with them?
I hope you do.
And I hope you bring me along with you.
Well, I don't. All
I like
right?
to think I'm
the
entertaining.
Point is, Mixer, they just folded. That's the bottom line to this story. They're done. They're gone. You know, we're going to look back on them the same way that we do Crystal Pepsi 10 years from now.
Ooh, but I love my Crystal Pepsi. All right, we'll keep you posted on any new updates from the Ninja or Shroud camps over at CheckpointXP.com. Also got some new info on a highly anticipated game slated for release later this year that had Robbie less than excited when it first came out. But with the new details on the Avengers game, has Robbie had a change of heart? We'll talk about that right after this.
Time is up. Oh, my God.
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
This weekend, T1 and 100 Thieves showed off in the latest Valorant tournament for the NSG Showdown. 100 Thieves announced a brand new roster of Hiko, a CSGO god, and a team full of ex-PUBG players. While the series itself wasn't close, after a small comeback in the final round of the first game, saw 100 Thieves steal 6 rounds away before T1 finally shut the door on them.
So much time being wasted here. 100 Thieves need to find their way out onto the site. A good opener from Dre, but he's not going to be able to take it any further. Venerated now finds the next one here for 100 Thieves. Bring it down to just 2 at the moment for T1, but they push the timer very, very far down. This could be the end of it. ACK already picking up 1 kill. The rest of 100 Thieves desperately trying to move in, grasping for a position to get onto that spikes, but Brax, using his position so well, makes it a quad kill in the final seconds of the round and closes out the map for T1 as they take control 13-5.
All right, there's your Close Shave of the Week. Congrats to T1, the champions of the NSG Showdown in Valorant this weekend. Remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about the news of big name streamer Ninja turning down $60 million offered him from Facebook Gaming so that he can return to streaming on Twitch. Now, another big headline over the past week was the new details on the much-anticipated Avengers game. Now, this news may have actually made Robbie Landis pull the 180.
Yeah, look, when this was first announced years ago at E3, we got basically a title card. It was just Marvel's Avengers, and we knew that a big-name developer like Square Enix, who's responsible for the Final Fantasy franchise, was behind the publishing, and Crystal Dynamics, who are famous for the Tomb Raider franchise, was behind the development for it. Was super excited, and then 2 years ago, we got our first footage at E3, and all it really showed was a cinematic of the helicarrier going down, and what we knew story-wise was that the Avengers were on the run for some reason. And gameplay-wise, all we really saw was the player playing as Black Widow, but kind of running along a very linear, very scripted sort of level here, and it didn't seem like what it was promise, which was you could play as all the different characters. There was multiplayer. You know, you would have different power sets. You could interact with each other. Like, it seemed like this real immersive, really complex game, but all they showed us was Black Widow just doing very specific scripted stuff. So it kind of got people a little bit on, like, the, you know, cautious side, we'll say.
You know what it felt like? It felt like those fast food advertisements where when you hear about it and they tell you about what it is, you're like, oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
And then you see it.
And you're just like, ah!
You're like, oh, and it looks like somebody threw a hot dog in the microwave with a slice of cheese on top.
And then following that, a lot of the news that started leaking about the game was things that within the gaming space don't carry a lot of excitement with them. One of them was, which this is the thing that turned me off, was that it would be very loot dependent, meaning that you would run through levels over and over again doing the same action,
gameplay.
Oh, man.
Right, just trying to get the best thing that you would want for yourself, and then later you'd probably end up replacing it really quickly. But after this week, they had what they were calling a Marvel Avengers War Table stream, where they showed more in-depth gameplay, they talked more about the story, and honestly, yeah, I have to say, I'm pretty hyped about it. They showed
You're excited.
Yeah, they showed us some Thor gameplay, and they showed what they were talking about.
I knew Thor had the power to change Robbie's mind.
But they showed what they meant when they said that every character would play differently. So you could play Thor as like an up-close brawler type person, you know, with Mjolnir, spinning the hammer on and fighting stuff. You can play him more as like a ranged character. It showed being able to lock on to multiple people and then throw the hammer and like it ping-pongs all off of all of them, then comes back to you. Showed a bunch of different characters, and I think the thing that's really starting to bring me in that really has me the most excited about it is they're allowing this game to tell its own story. So they could be building, I think, towards the video game version of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Now, here's what I'm going to say is that earlier in the year, Robbie and I were talking about what games we thought were going to be like kill it this year and everything like that.
You did not have to bring this
Like almost like a future game pool.
So we're talking about it, and he was like, all right, I'll let you go first. You tell me what's going to be your game that you want to back this year. And I said this game, and he literally laughed at me.
Yes, because at the time, it didn't look good. Yep. It didn't look... All right, well, you know what one of my games was? The Last of Us 2. And we'll be talking about how they nailed it coming up here a little bit later. So, take that.
I just, like... it's... I know, like, Disney.
No,
right?
No,
listen. They with a name like the Avengers, they wouldn't let this go out the door and be bad.
I completely agree. Now, do you keep hearing gamers talk about PC gaming being the way to game? Usually coming from other PC gamers. Well, if you're considering getting into the PC gaming world, we have some tips for you to get started coming up in just a bit, because ahead next, Twitch has been left with quite a few fires to put out recently. The gaming world is going through their own kind of Me Too movement right now with sexual assault allegations, forcing them to ban some streamers. On top of that, they're dealing with one of the craziest gaming-related lawsuits we've ever seen. Plus, one of their biggest streamers, Dr. Disrespect, was mysteriously banned. We'll talk more about what's happening over at Twitch next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the guy who likes to randomly donate his hard-earned cash by dropping it on the ground at his local grocery store.
What?
Weird beer.
I was literally in rage tears over the weekend. I dropped $60 when I went to the grocery store.
Wow. And how do you just drop $60?
That's like his entire candy bar fund for the week.
Because I didn't have my wallet and I had no pockets on my shorts. So I was like, all right. And I just grabbed a couple of bills, and I was like, this is going to cover, you know what I mean, whatever I'm going to...
And then as you're walking up, you just opened your fist.
At some point, yes,
so
I did.
Your plan was to walk around the store with just your sweaty mitts holding these dollar bills?
I was getting two things. I was literally getting two things. And so it was like supposed to be in, out, no time spent, you know what I mean, done. But instead, like, at some point, I just must have not realized it, had the wad of cash just fall out of my hand.
I know what it's like to be on the other side of this, because I once picked up a wad of $100 before. Yeah, so don't worry. You made somebody's day, weird dude.
I was so mad.
We've seen Hollywood and professional sports get rocked by the Me Too movement over the past year or so. Well, unfortunately now, it looks like it's time for the gaming world to experience it as well. Some big esports and gaming organizations are being accused of sexual misconduct. Robbie, What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, no, this is huge. It's not just within the gaming space in general. I mean, the Twitch space, streaming space has been hit by it. Game development has been hit by it. Esports, even the tabletop RPG, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons type stuff, even that space and industry is being hit by it. Hundreds of women and some men, you know, are coming out to share their stories of sexual abuse. Just some of the notable organizations that have recently, as a result of some of this, started to launch internal investigations. The Florida Mayhem and the Overwatch League, Ubisoft, the huge raiding guild in World of Warcraft, Method, who have been around for years. The entire organization has been so disrupted by this that they're basically gone at this point. And, you know, a lot of Twitch streamers now are also coming out about, you know, their own experiences, to the point where Twitch, who is notorious for really kind of dragging their feet when it comes to dealing with this type of stuff, have actually, you know, made a promise and made a statement about what they're going to do. And they said that, you know, we've prioritized the most severe cases and will begin issuing permanent suspensions in line with our findings immediately. You know, they also went on to say that no one, regardless of their status or, you know, how much money that they bring in, will be beyond this. And now, we cannot say that this is connected, but this does actually, you know, following on the heels of all of this, one of the biggest names in Twitch, Dr. Disrespect, has been permanently banned from the platform.
Now, here's another thing. There was, and even like a whole bunch of YouTubers and gamers who were represented by a company as well were recently outed. Mm-hmm. One of the CEOs of this representation company, essentially, that held the contracts for all these streamers, was accused of sexual misconduct. And they had over 50 huge prominent names come out and end their usage of that service to represent them and everything like that. And what's crazy is in some of those respects, different streamers, that company controlled over 40% of their income. So by leaving, they just lost all that money. I think it's a tidal wave of stuff, you know what I mean, like happening at the moment. There was a few years ago when the Me Too like movement happened in journalism, you know what I mean, and like news media, you had a lot of prominent figures go boom, 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 boom all at the same time. It feels like that's what's happening in gaming right now, where it's like maybe on a different time frame than when that happened in regular journalism, but this is something that like I don't think we're going to be hearing the last of it over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, for sure. For sure not. But I mean, you know, Dr. Disrespect is definitely the biggest name that's been affected. All eyes have been on him because Twitch hasn't said why they've banned him. And Dr. Disrespect, the only statement that he's made is he, you know, basically came out and said, hey, Twitch hasn't let me know why I've been banned, but it has been permanent. Now, the more interesting part of this is that there are a few industry insiders who do claim that they have knowledge for why he's received this ban.
Now, this is where the story gets juicy.
This is where it gets story. Now, some of these insiders, such as Rod Slasher Breslau, he's known for not caring what anybody thinks and just wanting to break that news first. Even he has came out and said, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. I shouldn't talk about this. But Doc is done.
Wow. Completely done.
To the point where, like, people have been banned on Twitch before, right? But this is the first time that I've ever heard of this. Twitch has actually refunded anyone that has an active subscription with Dr. Disrespect. They've had that subscription refunded to them. Even Mixer.
Wow.
Even Mixer, who closed everything down, didn't refund anybody their subscriptions or their bits. They got them in Xbox gift cards, basically.
Really?
But nobody knows what's going on here. Now, there are a few rumors, right? This is all alleged stuff right here. There's 100% rumors.
None of this is... Let me
interject on this, that his wife actually took to Instagram to post saying, you know, like, hey, we appreciate everybody who's been supporting us in these times and everything like that. So I really don't know, you know, like...
If it was something really bad, you'd think the wife like wouldn't want to stand next
to
him.
Yeah, she'd be like, all right, see
you're saying
later.
Like it was a sexual misconduct type thing. She probably wouldn't be standing by her man at this time.
You know, some people are being like, oh, maybe it's tax evasion. But if it was something like that, I feel like
I don't think Twitch would care.
I don't think people would care to blow the whistle on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's definitely some really weird, some really murky stuff. It's a developing story. That happened over the weekend in his final stream, in the last stream that he did before all this went down, he got a call, and you could see the way that he reacts to it.
Let me play a little clip of that real quick of exactly how he sounded.
Okay, who's it? I appreciate everyone watching today.
Who's it in the backyard? Who is going to be looking?
We'll get through this Champions Cup. I know it's a tough.
Because I don't know this one well.
Life's weird right now.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
oh, it did.
We'll get through this, okay? And,
Hey, Christopher.
Yeah, so again, at this point, nobody knows anything. We're all just waiting for more news to break, but you can definitely know that we will be following this, and we'll be bringing you more details as soon as we know what they are.
Yep, just keep yourself posted over at CheckpointXP.com as this story unfolds, and I'm sure we'll talk about it some more again next week. We're going to continue talking about some more legal woes for Twitch. This story is one of the craziest lawsuits I've ever heard. We'll talk about why a man's personal pleasure device was named in a lawsuit against Twitch in just a moment, because now it's time for this.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
and he goes for more.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week our Nailed It goes out to Naughty Dog, the developers of Last of Us 2. Despite mixed opinions, review bombing, and a petition to have the game remade, The Last of Us 2 has become the fastest-selling PlayStation 4 exclusive ever.
Ever.
Ever. And it did it in the first 3 days of its release, selling over 4 million copies. That broke the record that was previously held by Spider-Man, one of the PS4 releases from 2018.
I wish things were different.
Ellie!
But they ain't.
Please stop.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
To do this smart, we'd be leaving Jackson vulnerable.
So they just get to get away with this?
Congratulations to the Last of Us Part 2 team. All the way from the devs to the voice actors and everyone in between, there I nailed it for this week. Make sure you tune in for our Failed It portion of the Nailed It and Failed It coming up in the next hour. And if you ever miss one of the Nailed Its or Failed Its, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at CheckpointXP.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're talking about how the gaming world was recently rocked by the Me Too accusations. And another story revolving around sexual conduct has blown up over the past week. This one blew my mind. Did a lawsuit against Twitch having sexually suggestive content actually mention the plaintiff's sex toy?
Okay, I actually missed that part. But essentially, this guy is suing Twitch because he says that due to his obsessive-compulsive disorder and the fact that he's addicted to sex, every time he goes to Twitch, all they're doing is showing him female gamers who are scantily clad, a.k.a. he can see some cleavage.
Well, okay, so here's I talked about this a
Take
lot.
Take it away, Weird Beard.
Not only does he say that it's an issue that you can't sort by gender, meaning like he wants to be able to turn off all female streamers, but he also says that because he suffers from agoraphobia, which is, you know, where you're afraid
Fear
to go
people.
Outside,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has been forced into his house more often because of COVID-19. So COVID-19 has exacerbated this. And he says, not only do I want compensation of $25 million, you have to ban these 20 streamers that I've been exposed to the most and I find too attractive. And he says that he also wants to give some of that money to Black Lives Matter
like,
at the end.
Like that suddenly makes up for it. Yeah. Now, just to point out, right, he wants to watch Twitch, right? Because that's the only way he can get entertainment. But he wants to watch male streamers. He's following 756 female streamers.
Guess how many men?
12.
None.
None. Zero.
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 Oh. He didn't even make an effort to like.
Well, there's your problem. That's why they're only showing you the female streamers. But yes. From what I've seen in some of the stuff, they get very graphic into describing some of the issues and into why he's actually filing this lawsuit.
Yes. Well, I mean, okay. To not be a total prude here, I don't think that he's ever going to win this lawsuit in any reality.
And he's also a serial lawsuit guy.
Correct.
This is not the first time he's brought a lawsuit onto a big corporation.
Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, Blizzard, all of them. He's
But part of the conversation has to be had that there is, even though they're a minority, a smaller subgroup of people on Twitch that believe that there are some female streamers that seem to get away with a little bit more.
Yeah, I would agree with some of those statements.
You know, and as well as the fact that he's saying, hey, you know, you're doing a different kind of punishment system for men versus women. Like there have been prominent female streamers that have accidentally shown a nipple on, you know, stream before, and they didn't get a ban, but then people that are painting nude figures would get bans. There's a kernel of truth wrapped in like the bullplop sandwich.
Look, Twitch has issues with the way that it moderates, but I don't think that any one group gets the worst of it or doesn't get the worst of it. You know what I mean? It's just really inconsistent all over the board.
Are you considering leaving the console world behind and getting into PC gaming? We'll have some tips for you to get started coming up in a little over 10 minutes, because ahead next, you will not believe how much this gaming-related toy costs. Let's just say you better hope you have some of that stimulus money left over. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
With Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard, and the guy throwing heat at HBO Max for their inclusion of Ryan Reynolds' cinematic portrayal of Green Lantern, Robbie Landis.
Did you see that your Harley Quinn show also may be banished off to HBO Max as well?
What? Why? Uh-oh. I did not see that one.
Now you have two reasons to really just like...
Well,
totally
I'm actually not watching on HBO Max. I'm actually watching on DC Universe. So, yeah, I'm going to be fine with it. But no, if you haven't, Harley Quinn on DC Universe... Amazing show. Probably one of the best things that DC has put out in some time. It's hilarious.
So what's your problem with Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, so on HBO Max it said Origin Stories and Green Lantern is up there. And, you know, that movie basically killed itself. So it was more of a death story than an origin story.
It was more so that Robbie was making fun of HBO Max for including the movie.
Nobody wants to watch that. Not even Ryan Reynolds.
Gamers are known to dish out some decent cash on limited edition items that relate to their favorite games. This new Mario Lego set would definitely be one of those items. Now, Weird Beard, is that money you asked me to borrow this afternoon, was that for Legos?
Yes, and it's because they're a bajillion million dollars.
Yeah. Legos has always been expensive, all right?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, granted, this is a little bit different, right? This is a new project that they had came out with in conjunction with Nintendo, and it's not your normal Legos. This is like an interactive set. Whereas you build it, like your Mario guy that you like, you know, play around on it, you can like sort of build your own level, and there's cool like lights and flashing icons and stuff like that. But if you want the full set, which granted does include the starter set, 10 expansions, 4 power-up kits, and a series of blind bag characters, $590.
Ooh, wowie.
That hurts. I mean, like...
No wonder you're asking me to borrow money.
Now, these are cool, though. Like, they're not just regular snap-together Lego sets, right? Like, they are... Some of them have some electronics in them, and there's different sound effects that happen with Mario, like, mm-hmm. when you move on to the different sets. So, like, if he goes down a pipe, it plays the pipe sound effect. And then,
oh,
like,
very cool.
If you hit a coin box, it makes the coin box sound effect. So, it's... You have to put it in perspective that it's not necessarily, like... Your run-of-the-mill, like, you have a tub full of these.
Right. Well, and again, there's technically 16 sets within this collection. That's like $30, $35, $36 per set. That's not bad. My question is, Weird Beard, because I know that you're a big Lego fan. I know you're a big Mario fan.
Yes. He's a big Nintendo fanboy.
Are you getting these? Are you going to try and collect them all?
Not all of them. I may get, like, maybe a main piece or two, but they are for sure luxury items. These are not, like, if my kid was into playing with Legos, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let her play with these because she wouldn't play. No, listen.
He'd put them up on the shelf and be like, no, these aren't toys.
I would be the
Bailey. Treats it the way my mom treats the fine china.
Yes, these are collectibles. Yeah. There's a difference.
Like, because she would for sure take them and just like, bah, 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 and bash them upside down and do
whatever.
She'd
play with them because they're toys and she's a kid?
I am the dad from the Lego movie. Like, don't touch my Legos,
man. You know,
man.
He learns his lesson halfway through, right?
He's worried Mario's going to have a wedding with one of his Barbie dolls.
Yes.
And then he's got to deal with the whole family expansion
stuff.
Don't
do it.
I have to buy a whole new kit.
You know, but the thing is, though, this isn't the first time that when it comes like gaming paraphernalia that the prices have been kind of out of this world. You guys remember there was a Resident Evil 7 collector's edition that came with a leather jacket that was $1,000.
Leather jacket?
Uh-huh.
How sweet would you look with that leather jacket on?
Pretty
though?
Sweet. Pretty sweet.
$1,000 sweet?
Not $1,000 sweet. I think the one that probably was the most egregious, and I checked recently, and to my knowledge, no one has cashed in on this yet. There was a collector's edition for the game Dying Light. One of them. There's only one available. 10 million
holy cow
dollars. Now this came with all sorts of crazy stuff like acting lessons, mocap to put you into the game in DLC. I think they'd fly you out to Las Vegas.
I would like you pay me $10 million, I'll do whatever you want. Like you name it, baby, it's all yours.
I think the only other one that pops to mind is there was an Assassin's Creed Origins Collector's Edition that was $800.
Wow.
That came with like a hand-drawn map of the game's version of Egypt. I think it came with like a resin replica of the main character's eagle skull amulet. Like, they put some really weird stuff into Collector's Editions nowadays.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each week. We love you, KFNCFM in Houston, Texas, WBZFM in Boston, Massachusetts, and 101WRIF HD2 in Detroit, Michigan. Thanks so much for being a part of the Checkpoint XP family. Now, we were just talking about the Mario Lego set and some other super expensive gaming collector's items, and we wanted to talk about the most expensive gaming-related stuff we've ever bought that wasn't a game or a console.
I think we're all guilty of it. Everyone out there is guilty of doing it at least one time. For me, this was years ago. It was right when Mass Effect was getting really popular, and I wanted to cosplay as Commander Shepard to a convention I was going to.
Okay.
And I had found on Etsy, which, you know, does a whole bunch of like craft and stuff, but basically people making their own things. I had found a version of the Omniblade, which is like this holographic like UI that pops up in the character's hand and has like a lightsaber type thing that comes out of it. I had found someone who had made one out of like, you know, resin plastic. It looked so cool, and it was $300.
$300 for a prop.
You couldn't find it anywhere else though.
Wow.
And I ended up breaking it like before I even got to the convention, trying to show off at work to a friend who liked it too.
That's sad.
I have another one at home that my girlfriend bought me 2 years ago in a GameStop for $20.
Oh, you got hosed.
Yeah.
$300.
You can find it now very easily, and it's being mass produced.
Do you want to know the one thing that I spent the most money on? It was in college when I wanted to be cool, so I spent money on dumb things to impress people.
What's that?
I got a House of the Dead 2 arcade cabinet that I put in my apartment at the time.
Oh. Like the cabinet where you pull the gun out and you got to game off screen to reload?
How much did that cost?
So I found it used, and we drove from West Virginia to Kentucky to pick it up. So it was kind of sketch to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
But I paid $700 for this thing. Mm. I kept it all the way until I couldn't afford to pay rent on a new place. So I was moving into it and had to sell it. And it was the coolest thing I've ever owned, because people that hated me still wanted to come over and hang out because I had,
right,
like,
at least you were able to sell it. I thought you were going to be like, I couldn't pay rent and had to leave it behind.
No, I wish.
Yeah, see, right, for me, James, I don't have a ton of tangible items, but I do have a tattoo on my shoulder that's all video game themed. It's got the old school NES controller. I've got Space Invader.
How am I just
Invader.
Not learning about this?
Oh, well, I don't really walk around with my guns out in front of you guys.
You could have mentioned it, though. Be like, oh, this cool tat I got. No.
I think I kind of mentioned it back in the day when we first started the show together, and something came up on social media about tattoos, video game tattoos.
Oh, maybe. All right. So. I know Weirdbeard, he has. He got like a little couple's tattoo with his girlfriend. They both have like, isn't it Boo from Mario?
We did.
See, I've wanted to get a tattoo for a while, and it would be gaming related.
Yeah.
But I can never actually like fully decide on what it is.
It's hard to commit because the game might mean something to you, but to other people, like, that's a silly thing to get.
It's always been Mass Effect related for me, but my problem is I don't know, like, because I like it when you get tattoos that look sort of realistic in a way, like some people look like the skin's being torn or it's burning away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or if I want to get something like super, super simple, right, that's like really simplistic, it's just I can never decide. Every week it seems to always change. Then money.
The biggest problem.
Yeah, money is the biggest thing.
The biggest problem with those, though, is that you can you cannot also get a tattoo that somebody else has also gotten. Because if you're that guy that gets the Triforce, you know, symbol tattooed on your
hand
again.
That's so basic. Like, no.
Exactly.
If you're one of those people, just get a cheese shredder and get rid of it.
So in order
my apologies
to do that,
to anybody who listens to the show and has the Triforce tattoo.
I'm sorry,
it's
basic. That is so basic.
Video games are now being added to high school reading lists. We'll let you know which game your teen could be playing for educational reasons coming up in the next hour.
I can't believe that they're finally getting to this. Like, the amount of times that I've actually tried to get my sister to let my nephew play games because he has trouble with reading stuff.
Yeah.
And playing RPGs growing up, like the Final Fantasies, that's all you did was read. You read more than play.
It'll be the best homework ever.
It will, and I'm like, and it's a game.
All right, but coming up next, if you keep hearing gamers talk about PC gaming being the ultimate way to game, well, if you're considering getting into the world of PC gaming, we have some tips for you to get started, and that's next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey,
this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, things are once again underway, but running differently than normal. It looks like Blizzard is sticking with their strategy of running monthly tournaments. The first couple weeks of the month will be used for seeding before the tournament proper wraps up the month. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all throughout the summer. You can tune into the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held completely online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July the 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for this year. Even before COVID-19, we hadn't heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September the 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, make sure you head on over to our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who is spending way too much money on Switch accessories, me, James Campbell.
Have you changed the colors of it yet?
I just ordered a hot pink and hot green set of controllers.
Good choice.
I need to get the regular wireless controller. It's like a normal controller.
The Pro.
Some games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps adding up. So many more accessories. I was like, oh my goodness.
Now you have to make a very important decision in your like life as a console owner. Are you somebody who puts stickers on your console, or do you keep it like super, super clean and sleek?
I keep
sleek?
It clean and sleek on the console.
I have a question too. This one's actually for Weird Beard.
Okay.
Have you accepted his friend's invite yet? Because I forgot to.
I also have not either. So
yeah, we're still not Switch official, guys. Thanks.
You weren't going to bring it up at all.
No, I'm keeping track. I'm just keeping track of my mind.
He sent it to me. He's like, here's my friend's code. I'm like, yeah, I'll get right on it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep track to see how long it takes you guys to accept that request.
I'll do it when I get home.
Are you curious about getting into the world of PC gaming? Many gamers swear that PC gaming is the ultimate way to play and experience most games. Now, if you're on the fence about it or considering making the leap into gaming on a PC, we have some tips to help get you started. But my first question is why? What is the biggest advantage of PC gaming, in your opinion, Robbie?
For me, honestly, I think it's going to come down, and this is a little offset by the PC itself, but it comes down to price, right? When you're looking at games to buy for your console, once they get to a certain point, usually $19.99, they're going to stay like that forever. DLC as well. This is criminal, right? If you go and you look up, let's say, Mass Effect DLC, Mass Effect came out for the PlayStation 2, or I think it was a PlayStation 2. If you go and download the DLC for that of PlayStation Network, you are paying the exact same price that you paid when it came out who knows how many years ago.
Wow.
But when it comes to PC gaming, a lot of times you can get games for absolutely free or pennies on the dollar from places like Steam or Epic Games. So yes, it can obviously be a little bit of an investment to get your PC up and running itself, but technology has also come far enough to where nowadays you don't have to worry about making your own PC. Pre-built systems nowadays, even the cheaper versions, are still really good.
And the other, so Robbie makes a good point of why he thinks that you should go with PC gaming. I like PC gaming because there's growth in between like life cycles. So once the PS4 and the PS5 comes out, that's what you get until they release another one, right? Like, it just is forever the same thing, running on the same equipment, on the same hardware. A PC, you can update as you go along. Mm-hmm. Like, graphics continually get better every single year. You want to get a new processor and play better games? Go do it, whatever you want. You don't have to wait the 8-year, you know, development cycle of them.
Yep.
Okay,
so
that makes a little more sense.
And so on top of that, we wanted to go across some tips. Maybe you are a new PC game owner, or maybe you're thinking about getting into it, like you said. So the first question that a lot of people, James as well, tends to ask, does mouse and keyboard, does it really matter?
Yes.
Well, if you're just having fun, if you just want to play games, no, it doesn't. The only time that mouse and keyboard or a controller
write this down,
Rob, matter,
I actually admitted that mouse and keyboard doesn't matter,
is competitive. That's the only time that it matters. If you want to get competitive with it and it's a mouse and keyboard going up against the controller, 9 times out of 10, the guy with the mouse and keyboard, he's going to have the advantage over you. But in most cases, most games can run on mouse and keyboard or on controller. So whatever it is that you're most comfortable playing.
But yeah, you definitely have a point about the competitive nature of mouse and keyboard. Because I can tell in a game when I'm playing if I'm up against an opponent that's on a mouse and keyboard or a controller.
Oh, for sure.
Simply by how fast they can just target in on you. And if they target in on you in a fraction of a second, it's a headshot when they just spun around. Either there's some sort of a program in the works or they're playing on a PC.
Well, I mean, you also have to think about it like from a mechanical aspect, right? Like, as a person, if I want to, I'm holding a controller and I'm trying to make a cursor go up to like to the right or the left or whatever like
You're
that.
Using both analog sticks in conjunction with one another.
Yeah, yeah, like it's two things.
You're using two thumbs to do what you can do with one hand on the mouse.
And you can be very specific and intentional in what you're doing. And like there's a, it's easier to like go slow and then fast on a mouse as opposed to like, okay, I'm going to slowly tilt this to the exact degree it needs to be. Like,
more control, more muscle memory. It's all right there. I'm starting to get what you're saying about the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, but
stuff.
I mean, again, whatever you have fun with when it comes to gaming, that's obviously the number one thing to keep in mind. The other thing is, you know, what are the best places to get games? I just got my PC. What should I download on it to get games? To me, there are the two big ones is going to be the Steam Store and the Epic Game Store.
So it's not like going to the store and buying like a disc or whatever off the shelf anymore. It's all pretty much online.
In fact, I don't even know if Game Store is even bother selling PC.
I remember the days back in the day, you'd go to the store and you'd have to get the big PC, a big cardboard box with a little CD-ROM inside.
I remember the first
manual.
The StarCraft Battle Chest.
StarCraft, right? Yeah. StarCraft,
came with
Red
all
Alert.
The games in it, yep. But yeah, no, now it's mostly all done digitally, so the Steam Store or the Epic Game Store. I cannot stress enough how great Epic Game Store is, despite being somewhat relatively new and not having as many games as what Steam does. They put out, to me, better free games. And even though they have a limited library, there's less bloatware and less just stuff that, you know, some companies will put up there just to try and get their money.
That's
it's not
just
actually
garbage,
a very game.
Like garbage,
exactly.
Clickbait all, type stuff
if
for you
you've
to
ever
download.
Heard, the technical term is shovelware because it's just like they're just shoveling crap into everything that you're doing. But yeah, I mean, like the other, one other advantage that I really like to preach about, like gaming on a PC and whatnot, is that you're able to have a lot more customization in the way that you play, right? So it's like if I have a keyboard, I can play something with any key setup, you know what I mean? That's like comfortable for me. Like if I don't like using WASD to move around, move it. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want to set things up? And yeah, you can do that with a controller, but it's a much more limited scope of things that you're able to really put on there. You want to, like, where I hold shift and tab at the same time, it may do something different. Like, I think it's like
so you can still like hotkeys like that or whatever.
Yeah, like I think it's just again like preaching you by access of what a keyboard is. You know what I mean? You have the ability to be more customizable with
Well,
it.
When it comes to the customizable stuff too, something that the PC has that most consoles don't get to take advantage of is mods. And that is, you know, stuff that people who can also program will make sort of customized content or customized you know, modules to essentially put into games. You know, stuff like Skyrim and the Fallout games. They're big into that. There have been people that have created their own entire expansions for games like Fallout that you can go and download for free at places like the one that I always go to is called CurseForge.com.
So this mod that you're talking about, this is something like you could have the game, let's say Fallout. So you're playing Fallout, but you now have this mod. So you can go explore this mod. So it's like you're playing the game Fallout, but there could be different quests not made by the original creator.
Fallout Miami. Someone made an entire Fallout game set in Miami.
Wow.
I don't think is out yet. But
you have to remember mod is just short for modification. That's all it is like fans being able to tweak the game itself and either add or subtract or put in things or change things or make it so that, you know, you can change your Skyrim dragons to be Randy Savage.
Awesome. Very cool. That should help you get your start into the world of PC gaming.
Gaming on a budget. We've got a game for free.
$3.99.
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Now, if you ever wanted to live inside the world of Conan the Barbarian, this week's free game will be right up your alley.
In the beginning, there was sand. And in the sand, Conan Exiles left footprints of epic proportions. Though the road through development was long, with huge tracts of land.
Yeah, so Conan Exiles is a survival adventure game. So it's very much in the same vein as something like Minecraft. Big open world, you essentially just to go out, explore, you know, find different materials to be able to build castles or weapons and stuff. And it does actually have Conan in it. The game starts with him rescuing you before you sort of
By Conan. I figured you're going to be Conan.
No, you get to create your own character, like your own barbarian in this world, and you get to go out and just sort of have your adventure. Weirdbeard, you've actually played this game before, right?
Yeah, so it's like it's an online multiplayer. So if you ever played like Rust, it's kind of there's elements of Rust in there.
Oh, I've seen
some
clips of Rust.
Yeah. Yes. So like, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that are all able to impact the world at the same time. It's not just like you are the one chosen guy who's able to run through it, and you know, everybody else is an NPC. The other thing that's really, really fun is that it's persistent online multiplayer, which means that things that I do today still matter.
If Weirdbeard builds a castle and then logs off, that castle stays there and I can come and smash it, so when he logs back in, his castle's been destroyed.
I have a feeling Robbie would actually do
that. That's exactly what Robbie would do.
100%. Build a better castle.
One of the other things that
build
I think...
Build a better castle.
That's funny. People might also enjoy is that it definitely is not meant for children. Like, this is not a game that is going to go light on
in
the
fact,
blood and guts
one of the
all.
Reasons that, really? that it made headlines early on is you can actually make, see, and tear off people's genitalia.
What?
Wow.
Yep. James, I don't know if you're sold on it or that scared you off more.
Well, it's a crazy concept to have in a game, but I also, at the same time, I want to do that. Next, it's time to play a game. Robbie, what do you have in store for us coming up?
I have a little game I like to call Play or Pass.
Okay, we'll find out what that's all about coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo! He's unbelievable!
Nico is on fire!
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got James Campbell, and joining me are Weirdbeard, as well as the man who's actually living with a crazy person, Robbie Landis.
Well, I mean, it's more like living with a child than a crazy person.
I don't know. Did you get those meds refilled?
But yes,
yet?
My girlfriend, her ADHD meds ran out over the weekend, and I had to deal with her complaining that my fork was staring at her. had to deal with her wanting to climb on the back of my chair while I was at the computer. She basically turns into an 8-year-old.
I was going to say, is she a cat? Yeah. Like, what is she trying to do? She just batting balls all around?
When she goes to bed, she gives you that, wait, I need to hug the cats. Okay, I got to go track down the cats now.
It's bedtime. Go to bed.
So you can hug the cat before bed.
If you're ever looking for a comedy goldmine, make sure you follow Robbie Landis on Twitter. All right, it's time for some fun and games. Robbie has taken the time to put together a little game he was calling Play or Pass. We have Checkpoint XP producer Callie sitting in to play with us. Robbie, tell us how to play.
Yeah, so again, the name pretty much, you know, it says it all, Play or Pass. Another good way of talking about it is we're essentially going to do the Tinder of gaming. I am going to put out there for us a game that is coming out soon, highly anticipated, and we all have to say if we are going to pass or if we're going to play it. Now, here is where the rub is. You only get 5 plays. After 5 plays, you cannot play anymore.
Automatically have to pass.
That's right. That's right. And there's a little bit of consensus that goes into this. If the majority is play, we get to play it. But if the majority is pass, you don't get to play it.
So you gotta spend wisely, and we all have to spend as a team.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, got it.
So we're going to start with Halo Infinite. Weirdbeard, we're going to go to you. Are you going to play or are you going to pass on this legacy game from Microsoft with Master Chief?
Halo Infinite is great because today I watched a video about how they use a dog to make the sounds of the aliens by feeding them Slim Jims. I love me some Halo. I'm still going to pass. I haven't picked up a Halo game in a couple years, and I'm just not interested.
Good man, good man. James?
I'm with Weirdbeard on that. I'm going to pass. Ooh. I've had my fill of Halo.
Yep.
I hate the combat style. It's so dumb.
So do I!
It's so dumb. Hide behind a rock till my shield's back, and then I'll get back up and shoot the aliens until my shield goes away, then hide behind that same rock, and they never get smart enough to come and get you.
All right.
I'm passing on Halo Infinite
Callie.
As well.
There may be no franchise that I have put more time into, short of maybe Final Fantasy, than Halo.
Oh.
I've played so much Halo over the years. But there hasn't been a good Halo game since Halo 2. I don't think they're breaking that trend now.
Wow.
I pass.
All right. Unanimous pass, because I'm not wasting a play on this either. Goodbye, Halo. Next up, Cyberpunk 2077. This is probably the most anticipated game of this year. Maybe the decade. James, wow. Are you playing or are you passing on Cyberpunk 2077?
If you would have asked me this question 2 weeks ago, it would be a completely different answer. But after we talked about it a little bit on the show and you showed me some clips of the game, I am playing Woo! This one. This looks like a blast. Futuristic, like...
Rocket Arm Keanu?
Yes, Rocket Arm Keanu. All right, I'm all in on the right. Rocket Arm Keanu.
Callie.
I gotta tell you, I'm really butthurt that they've got the pronouns tied to your voice rather than just letting your pronouns, you know, like you would have in a cyberpunk dystopia. I'm butthurt. I'm saying pass.
You're going to pass on as a result.
I'm passing.
Ooh, unfortunately, you know, I am a little disappointed in that, too. It just seems like an easy thing to fix, but I cannot pass on all that they've promised otherwise. I'm playing Cyberpunk 2077. Weird Beard.
Yeah, I'll play it. Like, it may not be the top of the list for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, I'm also not.
He's a Mario guy.
Sold, you know? But I'm in. I think it'll be an experience. I'll go play it.
All right, looks like we're all playing it. Sorry, Callie. Next on the list, Resident Evil 8.
Play
the Village.
Play.
It wasn't play. Even your turn, Callie. You get to start us off here.
Oh well, I mean, I think Rick about sold it. Like, listen, Resident Evil 7 was great. The remakes of 2 and 3 were both
an
great.
An improvement, yes.
They were both great, I thought. 8 looks awesome. I'm in. Yeah, I'll play.
Oh, all right. I'm actually on the fence here. So,
you loved 7.
I didn't beat it, though. It was fine. It was fine.
But you loved 7. Like,
it was the first time. It's been a while since I played Resident Evil. I got to ask you, James, which way are you going?
I am passing. Resident Evil 8. Resident Evil's too scary for me to play to even comprehend. Plane. I got to pass.
All right. Just in the name of breaking this tie, I'll go ahead and go with play, because then that means that James has to play it.
That's right.
All right, Robbie. Well, when I need new underpants, I'm coming to talk to you about it.
We're playing a game here called Player Pass. We're talking about some of the most anticipated upcoming games here and whether or not we would play them or whether or not we would pass them. It's kind of like Tinder for gaming, but we only have 5 plays each. Doesn't seem like it's really mattered too much.
We got to swipe left or right on the games.
Exactly,
I got it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one here, Crash Bandicoot 4. I'm going to start with this one. I'm passing. I've had enough of these old school puzzly platformers. Just go play the original or the remake if you really need your fix of Crash Bandicoot. I already know what you're going to say, Weird Beard. Go ahead. What are you doing?
You crushed his soul with that.
What are you doing?
I love platformer
games.
You
are so predictable.
I'm passing.
Oh,
here's
whoa!
I didn't
see that coming.
I want a better platformer. I just, you know what I mean? Like, after playing a lot of Mario games, I think that the best platformer I've played in the past 5 years is Donkey Kong Country Freeze. It was a phenomenal platformer, the best I've ever played. Crash was good. Is it good in 2020? No, I'm sorry.
Ooh. All right, James, what about you?
I'm passing as well.
Ooh.
I could care less about Crash Bandicoot. If I'm playing a platformer, just give me a Mario game.
Yeah, I'm going to make it unanimous, because I got to tell you, after like Sonic Generations, or I'm sorry, Sonic Mania was a pretty decent like modern age platformer, but I just don't know what Crash has to offer in 2020.
All right,
I'll pass.
Fair enough. Next on the list is Horizon 2 Forbidden West, and we're going to start with Weird Beard. I swear, Weird Beard, I know where you live.
I'm going to pass. It's a great game. It's just not me. If I have to be judicious about where I'm spending my plays, I think that there might be something better down the pipe here. It'll be great. People who play it are going to love it. I'm going to say more power to you. I'll watch somebody play it. I'm not playing it myself.
James.
I am passing as well. I am not down with the crossbows shooting weird mechanical creatures in a whatever fictitious land. I know I'm breaking
your
heart.
You know what? You might actually be good with crossbows. We know you can't hit anything with machine guns in war zones, so why don't you give it a try? Callie!
For those out there listening, Horizon Zero Dawn, the first one, was one of Robbie's all-time favorite games.
Best game in the past decade.
Another reason why I would pass is just to make Robbie not be able to play it.
That's fair.
Where are you at, Callie?
Yeah, Callie, where are you at?
Callie?
I gotta tell you something. I was in line with what Rick was saying.
Don't let Robbie intimidate you,
Kelly. That I really, really am going to want to play. Now, that said, Horizon Zero Dawn really broke some new ground and took chances on a new IP.
That's right.
And I'm going to reward it by buying the sequel. I'm in for a play.
And I'm in for a play as well. Now, we're tied here, but since I'm the game master, I get to decide what breaks the tie.
Of course you do.
And we're playing this game.
Of course he does.
All right. Next on the list for pass or play.
That's three plays now, right?
I'd pass on both of these two jokers if I could, but no, we got to play with them.
Too bad we're signed in ink on that contract, huh?
You're up next, James. Where do you fall with Metroid 4?
See, Metroid really in general never held a close place in my heart, so I'm going to pass on Metroid 4.
All right, Callie?
I mean, Super Metroid's one of the all-time classics, but I'd rather just go back to the 90s and play Super Metroid again. I don't need Metroid 4.
I've never been too into it. I'm kind of in the same boat as James. It deserves probably a new, better game.
Probably.
But I don't know that we're going to get it, so I'm going to pass as well. We're not going to talk to Weirdbeard since the majority rules. Next up is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake.
Ooh.
Where you at, Callie?
Oh, okay, this is tough, because they did bring back a lot of the music from the originals, and that was one of the selling points of the original games.
You can just get that on Spotify, though.
That's true, and you know what? Like, we got Skate 4 announced. I'm hyped for that. I don't need THPS 1 and 2 remastered. I pass.
I'm passing as well. Weirdbeard, where are you at for Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2?
All these remakes are so much better in my memory. I'm so afraid to play them and have them ruin my life. I'm going to pass because I think that it's just not an interesting mechanic in 2020.
All right, that's majority, so your vote doesn't matter over there, unfortunately, James. Next up on the list, Marvel's Avengers. And we're going to go out on this one, so this is the last play or pass. I don't know where we are in the thing, but I'm going to go with you, Callie. Are you playing or are you passing on Marvel's Avengers?
Man, I all the video I've seen until recently was really meh. Like, it was like, it'll probably be okay. It's a Square Enix game. It looks like a Square Enix game. The most recent video actually looked pretty cool on it, so you know what? I'm in for a play.
I'm in for a play as well. Where are you at, Weirdbeard?
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Ooh, all right.
I am all in on the Avengers
Look
myself
at that.
As well.
Another
I'm excited
unanimous
to take this one for a
decision.
Ride.
Decision. Except for your guys' bad choices. We make a pretty good console of gamers here.
All right, well, that'll do it for this game. Thanks for putting it together, Robbie. Hopefully we'll catch some of these games. We'll play them together on a stream maybe in the near future. You heard our Nailed It earlier when we talked about game developer Naughty Dog nailing it with the success of The Last of Us 2. Well, now it's time for our Failed It.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
there you go for more.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Our Failed It this time goes to me, I guess. So really, I got to read my own Failed It here?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
While streaming a match of Call of Duty Warzone, me, James, and my squad were on the verge of achieving my very first victory.
Wait, hold on. You've never won before?
I've never won in the war zone.
Oh,
not one
gosh.
Single time.
Oh, no.
So me and my squad were on the verge of my first victory when suddenly I blew it. And I was unable to get the final kill when there's only me and one other opponent left in the battlefield.
Oh, you guys, you have to go over to our website, checkpointxp.com, because the video is up there. And, oh, it's something else.
They're down in there.
No grenades, huh?
Launching explosive.
So you're about to... This is the last guy.
Stay alert.
This guy waited behind.
Got them both! You!
No, he's to my left! James is right here!
What the fuck? How many times are you gonna shoot a motherfucker? That was the last kill! That was the last kill! I would have won! You bull! This is bullshit. I had that guy. How many times you gotta shoot a in the chest in this game to win? My God!
You know how in Looney Tunes,
I had that guy.
When Yosemite Sam goes to shoot at somebody and all of his bullets just make a silhouette of him, that's what you did. Not a single one of those bullets landed.
Don't forget, if you ever miss a Nailed It and Failed It, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com. Ahead next, we are checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have for us?
Oh, you are never going to guess what gaming franchise is getting their own Netflix series.
Ooh, that and more all next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis. But he's not creating content for Checkpoint XP. He's online letting basement-dwelling noobs know that he thinks they are sweaty tryhards. Weirdbeard.
I am so excited that Valorant Ranked system has come back out because it has given me a whole new invigoration on trash talk because I'm so sick of just some bad people. Like, the ranking system still isn't that good, so you'll get a whole bunch of games that are pretty decent, and then next thing you know, you're just, what are you doing here, kids? Like, it's not fun.
Is that not you? Are you not also a sweaty tryhard?
Oh, I'm absolutely a sweaty tryhard.
Just make sure we're on the same page.
But yeah, like... some point, you can't. You got to make fun of other people for it, too.
Robbie never lets up. He's relentless in his picking on Weirdbeard. Ubisoft has announced they will be releasing a new Battle Royale game in July. Will this game give viewers of the player's Twitch stream some control? We'll talk about that in a bit, because now it's time for...
Game! Oh! The guy is unreal!
My goodness!
Here's another eSports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
The newest fighter for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate has been revealed, and it's Min Min from ARMS.
Yeah,
now,
hold on. Let's see. James, take a guess. Who do you think Min Min from ARMS is?
Min Min from ARMS? I have no idea. I thought it was going to be the Fallout guy.
Yeah, and if you're scratching your head wondering who that is or what ARMS is, you are forgiven. It's one of the launch titles for the Switch that really did not go very far. But Min Min is a character who has long spring-like arms. Honestly, perfect for a fighting game like Super Smash Bros., and as I have said in the past, do not ye judge a Smash fighter by their original game, because the Squid Kid from Splatoon,
yep,
great character. Splatoon, terrible game.
Now, what I will say, though, is that at least people were familiar with Splatoon as a series. ARMS as a series is non-existent in, like, the common person's head. They have never heard of it. They've never played it. They can't even, like, their kids don't even play it.
Okay, but when Kid Icarus came out, people knew who Kid Icarus was?
Yeah, because they're old. Oh, like, at the very least, they had an idea of what was happening. I do want to say, though, on the presentation, Shigeru Miyamoto showed off his living space and everything while he was doing it. He balls out. This is the guy that, like, designed Mario and Legend of Zelda and Smash Brothers and all these guys. And he has two big-ass TVs in his living room.
When you have Nintendo money,
yeah,
come on.
Exactly.
Animal Crossing has announced its first big content update for the summer. Over the past few months, we've seen, you know, cute little additions to the game, like the art dealer or events for Earth Day and Pride Month. But the summer update brings even more changes, like the ability to swim in the ocean around your island and dive down to the bottom of the seabed to search for creatures to add to your museum, similar to the fishing, fossil, and bug catching.
Wow, look at that. You'd be spending some time swimming around in Animal Crossing, Robin?
I have not. I actually haven't picked it up since I designed those clothes for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
What about you, Weirdbeard? You're the big Animal Crossing guy.
It's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the update's cool to be able to go swimming and stuff, but what it really feels like is content that they were already going to include anyways, and then they just held on to until a later date and passed it
out. Ooh.
Now, this might be one of the favorite stories that I've ever got to put on the news here. There is a grandpa in Japan who is a Pokemon Go fanatic.
Fanatic.
He has been playing the game since launch, and over the past few years, there have actually been several stories about him on different news sites, such as Kotaku. You know, pictures with him on his bicycle and his 12 phones.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy before.
For playing the mobile game, that's right. But in the last year or so, he's upgraded, first to 24 phones, and now he has reached his final evolution. He has 64 phones on a homemade array above the handlebars of his bike. He is a true Pokemon Master. 64 phones.
Do you think that has any health effects whatsoever? Just like,
how does he have eyesight left? No, nothing but blue light from those phones going directly into those retinas.
I mean, at least he's out there riding his bike and getting a workout, right?
Well, yeah, he's probably ripped, but he's blind. He's blind as a bat, but he's ripped.
Fortnite continues to innovate in the gaming space and do things no other game has. In the past, they've debuted exclusive new clips and trailers in their game, such as they did with Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. And recently, they've shown an entire movie within Fortnite, as fans and players of the game are able to sit down in the Battle Royale and enjoy Inception.
They also are showing Batman coming up as well. They're doing, like, Nolan films.
And why whatnot. Are they? What's the deal with Nolan films?
I don't know. All I know is that it's cool because I think Fortnite's finally... We had this conversation a little while ago. You guys made fun of me. I'll still stand by it. I think they definitely are embracing their casual player. This is a thing
they always have!
Yeah, but they're embracing it. I'm just saying,
yes,
outright, they're finally saying,
okay,
hey, no more. We're not gaming for Rick anymore.
I mean, gaming for Rick, you always, it doesn't matter. You play the casual games, this is absolutely for you. But I think where this kind of misses for me is Fortnite, again, it's a kid's game, right? So I get it. But movies like Inception and like Nolan's Batman, that feels like it's kind of missing.
Are they just trying
the
to
target demographic?
Create like a virtual drive-in movie theater?
They actually have that specifically.
Is that what it is?
There's
looks
a place
like?
You can go to.
Risky oh, Reels.
Okay. Risky oh, Reels, okay. Yeah. It's an actual big drive-in. Yeah. I feel like their movie choice might be missing the mark a little bit.
I think they're just trying to do what they can. Like if they can show that it works, you're going to see this with brand new releases, I think, in the future.
See, if Trolls Unite 2 ends up coming in there, then I'll be impressed. Pokemon is all over the news this week. This time with a brand new game. Over the past year, the Pokemon Company has put out all types of new games, from Pokemon Snap to Pokemon Smile to Pokemon Sleep, and now...
Pokemon Poops!
No.
Oh. They had the teeth brushing one, but no pooping. Oh.
Pokemon Unite. It is a multiplayer online battle arena. It's basically League of Legends, but with Pokemon characters, and this is honestly probably one of the most unique titles that have came out of the Pokemon franchise to me.
You know what's interesting? We talked about this earlier today, Norris and I, is like what a ban system for that would look like, where if you're like, no, they can't play the Venusaur, man. Like, the Venusaur is too strong. There, you're going to have people that are like...
I have no idea what that means.
Exactly. But I think it's going to be... People have complained for too long that Pokemon is, like, as a competitive game, just made for babies. That, like, little kids can just hit A to win. I think if you really are going to be that hard of a, like, Pokemon player, go play a game like this, man. It's not going to be for little kids. It's going to be for
the hardcore Pokemon gamer.
I guess. Whatever.
In before it's not. A lot of Cyberpunk news came out this week as CD Projekt Red revealed new gameplay and details for the game. And along with this news, it was also revealed that Netflix would be doing a Cyberpunk 2077 anime to be released in 2022.
That's cool. Is it going to give some background on the characters and
probably
that kind of
it'll
stuff,
probably or? Help build out the world a little bit more. You know, we don't know a whole lot about the characters just yet, but if they got Johnny Silverhand, Keanu Reeves' character in there, and they have Keanu Reeves doing voices for it, I am even more hype about this anime. But so far, not a whole lot has been released about it. But what I think that they're doing is smart, because a lot of games in the past, like Final Fantasy 15, actually came out with a movie with big names headlining it. That Sean Bean was in it, for example. And they put it out before the game, and they put out an anime before the game came out, and that kind of rubbed fans in a weird way. Like, you really? Know, you're putting all this time and this money and this effort into things that aren't the game, then the game was kind of lackluster. Right? And so it made people realize, like, hey, why don't you actually put more effort into making the game good first? Make sure that it's going to be a hit, and then you can start doing stuff afterwards to kind of elevate it. And I think that Cyberpunk is definitely doing it in the right way. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
All right. Thank you, Robbie, for that update. And just so you know, I like you way more than Weird Beer.
Aw, thank you, James.
You're very welcome.
That's great. I'm glad to know that I'm your favorite.
I just had a Ron Burgundy moment. I just read what exactly was on the screen for me. But Ubisoft has teased a new game coming out on July 12th. What can you tell us about it, Robbie?
Yeah, so this came out of nowhere. It was actually leaked by a notable esports leaker, Rod Slasher Breslau.
I want that title on a business card. I am a notable esports leaker.
Yeah, so they have this new game coming out. It's a battle royale. It's set in a virtual futuristic world. It's going to be free to play.
I like the sound of that so far.
And the most interesting thing about it is that it's going to have Twitch integration, so that people in the chat, when watching you, they can perform different actions that influence the game somehow. Now, this is apparently entering into closed beta, which is the testing period, sometime this week. And on July 12th, which is just around the corner, it's launching live.
Wow. Well, now here's what I will say. They have already had the official teaser site up. They've had a whole bunch of streamers post pictures and then tell them to delete them afterwards. But it's part of the, like, you know, it's on social media and then gone.
Right.
It's
the whole viral thing. Gotcha. You know, yeah.
So they're definitely, like, they're trying to do something. And I think it's shown, especially in the dating of it, where they're going to release it so quickly and then go straight into people playing it. They're doing it like how EA did it when they announced
Apex Legends,
which, right? Like,
blew up.
And it was all because of that strategy of just like, hey, there's nothing. Boom. There's now a game. Come
now,
play it. It's
now,
awesome.
Now, my question for you guys, because you're both big Battle Royale players as well. You know, I enjoyed Apex. I enjoyed PUBG. But a lot of people, I think, now, with every release of a new Battle Royale, regardless of how good it is, a lot of people, you know, give that groan and the eye roll because it's another Battle Royale game. Do you feel that way, or are you kind of excited about this?
For me, I'm excited to try a new Battle Royale. Like, I'm kind of bored with the ones that are around now.
The ones you can't beat.
The ones that I can't beat. Mm-hmm. The ones where it's just mostly bots. I'm excited to try out something new and see if I find a new game that I enjoy.
Well, I like the at least from a aesthetic sort of way or a theme, they're trying something new, right? It's not like another military shooter. The idea is it takes place in the future. You're going into this virtual world like Tron or something.
Yeah, that's what also gets me as well. It's not just fast-paced combat, you know, like CSGO or Warzone, that type of stuff. It's not as real. It's realistic, but it's not like a realistic scenario I could encounter in the news modern times.
Right, but I'm also afraid that the whole Twitch integration thing, like if viewers can impact the game somehow, first of all, that tells me that I don't think that they're going to go for an esports route, because that destroys any sort of idea of competitive integrity if the people watching can like affect stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like that's either going to completely ruin the game because people trying to play it will constantly be getting screwed over by their viewers, or it might actually make it the thing that makes this game really, really cool and sticks around.
This is the thing that makes the game seem so cool. To have people watching your stream, they now have a role in your actual gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, who knows what kind of control they're going to be able to have.
Or making like a giant storm roll in.
Yeah, like maybe you find an item. Oh, no, well, the item you find is not going to be the item you need. It's going to be another item to make your quest or your battle even more difficult instead of
easier.
It'll
be interesting for sure. It's definitely something that I'm going to keep my eye on.
We have a very special patient gamer on the way.
Do we ever?
Yes, so Weird Beard finally came to... He fulfilled the agreement and the bet that he lost.
We'll cover that a little bit more coming up next as well. But that's right. I'm proud of you, Weird Beard. You actually, you know,
followed through.
Yeah, followed through and weren't a creep. Yep.
That is coming up in just a little bit. Find out what weird, strange game we made Weird Beard play next on Checkpoint XP.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard and the man who spent his whole weekend cheering on Dante and the Houston Outlaws in Overwatch competition, Mr. Robbie Landis.
Dude, he was on fire as Tracer. Like, honestly, he was actually doing some stuff that I didn't even realize. Like, it's a whole different level of, like, technique where his ultimate, the pulse bomb, you normally attach, like, a sticky grenade to someone. He was actually throwing it on the ground next to them, and then Hydration, the main tank, would use an ability that pulls everyone together onto it. And at first, I just thought, oh, he's missing every time. But the reason he did that was because if he actually stuck it to someone, it gives you an alert that it's there, and your support can put up an immortality field. It was, like, next level 600 IQ.
I wish
plays.
Robbie could talk this impressively about you or I,
yeah,
Weird Beard,
really?
As he's talking about Dante.
When you guys do something impressive, I will.
We have a very special patient gamer coming up right now.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the patient gamer.
So for those of you wondering what's so special about today's patient gamer, a few weeks ago we did a little on-air game where Weird Beard and I had a little friendly wager, and because he lost, I got to pick a game, a very special game for him to play, which I believe he actually did with his significant other. So
which is scary from what you guys have told me about this game.
Yeah, so I picked the game for him, and then he didn't play it when he was supposed to. This is the second time he's gone back on a bet, so we increased the stakes. We said, hey, if you don't play it now, it's going to get worse. And the threat that I cannot talk about here on the air obviously got him to do it. He's played the game. So for today's patient gamer, Weird Beard, tell us about Hoonie Pop.
So Hoonie Pop is the anime version of Candy Crush Saga. So if you like, they're called match three games where you have the stuff fall down and you have to match three and it makes them go away. But I would just like to read the top review on Steam. As a Christian, I cannot recommend this game to fellow believers from the Christ-centered gamer.
Wait, what? This is a Candy Crush type game?
This is Hoonie Pop, A indie RPG simulation. I don't know what kind of game it is.
My name is Kiyu, humble servant to the great love goddess, and our records indicate that you haven't been on a date in like a million years, so I'm here to help. In Honey Pop, you'll meet, flirt, and build relationships with the most beautiful girls in town. Will you choose to chase these cuties around town or build a connection with your soulmate?
Honey Pop is an interesting game, and
that's a way to put it. Do not play this with your children.
Yeah, this is not a child-friendly game whatsoever. It's a match three where like the stuff falls down, you got to match it and everything. But the thing is what makes it different from all other games is it's also a dating sim. Because what you do is you're trying to match these three different the things that drop and you have to match. Some of them represent like lust, and some of them represent like, oh, interest, and you're charming and romantic, and like you're trying to court women by matching these things. Like, it's just like, honestly, it's a convoluted process to just get anime girls to take off their clothes. And
wowie.
Yeah, wowie is correct.
So what was it like playing this game? Did you have fun?
Like, mechanically, it's not a bad game. It's really not. Like you said, I played this with my girlfriend, and here's what I'll tell you, is that she said if they had made this game, like, 5% less trashy, she would have been able to play it. She kind of got sick of it about, 30 minutes in. But I'm telling you, like, nobody who's buying this game is going, oh, man, I really like the way those things drop, and I can make a pair of three of them. They might say it in that voice, but they're going to be saying something else. And it's just like, I don't know, it's whatever. They preach like, oh, you have 8 gorgeous girls with different personalities and preferences that you can go and talk to. And it's like, yeah, but it's just, anime boobies.
Yeah. Now, where can they find this if someone wanted to check it out for themselves?
It's on PC, Mac, and Linux. So
and
you
it's
can
only
play
$10.
It.
Ooh, what a deal. Only $10.
Came out in 2015.
It is not worth the $10.
I will tell you.
$10 elsewhere.
As far as Steam goes, 96% of the 17,000 reviews are positive.
Wow.
So it's trashy, but it might be a little bit classy.
Do they have any anime characters who aren't as voluptuous as the ones I'm seeing on my screen?
No, they are all huge anime boobies.
I've never seen bigger animated knockers in my entire life. So did something happen with playing the game with your kid?
Yeah, so I mean, we, in my household, like my girlfriend and I, we have laptops. That's mainly how we do most of our stuff. But we have my main editing PC, which is also the only gaming PC that we have. We don't have anything else that's
so with all the firepower on.
Correct.
It.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll let my kid be able to get on there, mm-hmm. and she can play games. Like, I have specific kids' games that are for her. And she, of course, saw the anime icon, and she loves anime. And so she started it, and there's nothing like objectively bad on the start of it, but I just get this kid running down the stairs. Oh my God, Rick, you got an anime game! And it's just like you feel the blood drain from your body where you go, oh no, what is
not that saying? Game.
No. And I just sprint upstairs and it's still on the main screen with all the voluptuous anime women. She said, they're all so pretty. And I'm like, yeah, great, turn it off. Thanks. have a good day. So, yeah.
All right, well, you want to check out Honey Pop for yourself. It is available for $10 on Steam. Go check out some anime boobies for yourself. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, a story came out that they just put a video game on a high school reading list. And that led us to kind of talk about what game do you think is worthy of being put on a high school reading list?
Tons of them. I mean, look, nowadays, kids are all interested in like the shooty bang bang Fortnite, right? And there isn't a whole lot of educational value that comes out of that. But you go back, 15, 20 years back in the 90s, the golden era of RPGs. Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, like these games, 90% of them, because before voice acting, was all reading. Like, absolutely, games should be, I think, included in reading
lists.
So
are you suggesting those games in terms of, like, reading comprehension and that kind of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I think that's one of the things that early on gave me an interest in creative writing that helps me to, read at the level that I do. And it's something that, look, sitting a kid down in front of a fireplace, wherever you sit them down in front of, and then giving them a book, like, they'd much rather be off doing something fun.
Doesn't realize you sit them down in front of a video game console or a TV.
Yes. Now, the game I would put on a recommended reading list would be one that Robbie got last year, and he didn't necessarily get all the way through. Or it was either late last year or early this year, but Disco Elysium is the, I mean, it's a Dickens novel size textbook,
yeah,
right?
No,
like,
for sure.
It is so much reading with words that,
also
like,
won Game of the Year last year.
It did, but it's like, it's very high level. Like, it uses stuff that even I, as like what I like to call like a decently well-read person, struggled with a lot of times. But dude, the writing on it is so good, especially because it's like Fallout and that you get to choose all the different, like, you know, paths that people are talking about, and you have these like intrinsic things like empathy is this response, or you're going to use anger in this other one. Like, it's a very good writing analysis tool. It's nerdy enough that I think kids will like it, but also learn from.
Okay. I'm thinking more in terms of like historical things. What would be the most historically accurate Assassin's Creed game?
That would have been Assassin's Creed Origins. They actually built into it like an educational mode where you didn't have to play the game and you could just go around Egypt.
Perfect.
And when you got to certain areas, like landmarks and stuff, it would actually like tell you about it.
That's awesome. So for me, that is the game that is going on my high school reading list. Now, is there a game out there that has a bad reputation that you think does not deserve it? We asked over on social media, at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, which game you think has an undeserved bad reputation. We'll talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
This is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, things are once again underway, but running differently than normal. It looks like Blizzard is sticking with their strategy of running monthly tournaments. The first couple weeks of the month will be used for seeding before the tournament proper wraps up the month. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all throughout the summer. You can tune into the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held completely online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July the 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for this year. Even before COVID-19, we hadn't heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September the 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, make sure you head on over to our website. You can find that over at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who is seriously thinking about retiring from Call of Duty Warzone forever, me, James Campbell.
Don't do it.
Hold on.
Don't
why? What happened?
I can't handle all the ridicule from Robbie.
We
just pointed out how
on.
I failed
look,
it so badly in my look, first attempt at a victory.
I'm just trying to push you to be better.
Okay?
Look, it's the same type of stuff that my dad put me through growing up, right? He was great at pool. I wanted to play pool as well. And when he'd go to teach me, he'd be like, you want a break? I'm like, no, you can go to. He goes, no. You're going to break because it's the only shot you're going to get. And then he'd run the table on me every single time. Get better.
Look how Robbie turned out, you know?
Yeah, really? Is that the path you want to go down?
That's how I turned out.
I'll tell you, winning your first Battle Royale game, it's going to be like heroin, man. You chase
it's
that
great.
High for the
it's
rest
great.
Of forever.
I've had one win, and it was an Apex Legends, and it was great. It was amazing.
Games with bad reputations that maybe not really deserving of it. Everybody's got a game that's probably got a bad reputation, and you don't understand,
there,
you know,
yeah.
what the bad reputation is. Like, for me, it's Mario Brothers 2. Everybody dogs on that game, but there's no reason behind it. It's a fun Mario Brothers game. So we talked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and we asked you guys, what game has a bad reputation that doesn't deserve it? So we're going to talk about our answers here for a moment.
Is that your answer?
That is mine.
That's the one you're
yes,
going with. Mario
Brothers 2.
Look, I will admit this. Mario Brothers 2 isn't a bad game. It's definitely like the redheaded stepchild of the Mario games. So it's not that game is bad. The other ones are all just so much better.
Okay, I can deal with that.
All right, Weird Beer, what about you? What's your game that doesn't deserve the bad reputation?
We talk a lot about Final Fantasy on here. I think everybody hates Final Fantasy VIII, which shocks the hell out of me because I think it's great.
It's not a bad one.
The one I think everybody kind of poops on the most and has no reason to is 2013's Devil May Cry. Yes, it had a very, like, douchey kind of main character. The character, like, overshadowed lots of other things, but it had a great combat system.
Was that the first time that they abandoned using Dante as the main character?
Yes.
That's always the risk you run when you have, like, a beloved, iconic main character, and then you decided to go the other way with it.
Like, really, it was exactly what an action game should have been. It had fast-paced combat, super cool boss battles, and the ability to, like, bring some excitement back to the franchise, but then people just hated it because it wasn't the same schlock they've seen a million times, so they were just like, boo!
Alright, I'm gonna go with the hot take here, and I'm going to say two games I think recently fall within this realm, No Man's Sky and Fallout 76. When they both came out, they were lambasted, rightly so, but since then, both of these games have put a lot more work, a lot more content into them, completely different games than when you first tried to play them. A lot of fun, but a lot of people, once you sort of burn them on a game, they refuse to give you the benefit of the doubt or refuse to go back.
I'm in that camp. Fallout 76 right here. I won't play the game anymore.
See, that was me with No Man's Sky, right? I still have it, but I'm not going to play it again because you burned me. I have, though, since played Fallout 76. Super fun game.
Really?
But I think that those two are probably some of the best / worst examples, depending on how you're looking at it there.
All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about games that have a bad reputation that we here at Checkpoint XP don't think necessarily deserves it. We're going to talk about some of your answers that you gave us over on social media at Checkpoint XP.
Wolf87, and you should have saw this one coming, says, "Excuse me, my Kingdom Hearts tattoo and my dogs Kairi and Naminé, characters from the game, would like to have a conversation with anyone who says Kingdom Hearts," because a lot of people said Kingdom Hearts.
So, and what's Kingdom Hearts getting such a bad rap for?
First of all, Kingdom Hearts absolutely deserves its bad reputation. This is a game that came out back in the PS2 era, and it was essentially Disney characters meet Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah, I remember the dudes into one game. Good Charlotte were all about this game.
The first game was great.
That's a weird pull.
I know, it's a weird pull.
First game was really great. It was really interesting, really new. But then what ended up happening was that was on the PlayStation 2. Then the next game was on the Game Boy. And then the next game was on, like, the PlayStation 2. And then the next one was a mobile game. And there's, like, 70 different games across multiple different things, but they're all considered canon and take each other's gameplay and story into account. So if you don't play all these games all over the place, you are completely lost.
You have to read a Wikipedia page before anything makes sense. And then by the end of the third game, it's just a lot of, like, they're saying words.
Well,
I don't
the
know
third
if
game
really
took, like, what, 10 years to finally come out. And people are like, finally, this is it. They're going to fix everything. And they didn't. They just made it worse again.
Wow.
So Kingdom Hearts absolutely deserves the reputation that it has.
Well, Wolf87 is coming for you.
Yeah, well, let's see. Christopher says Suikoden 4. That's probably a game none of you have ever heard of before.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I have to. It's an older RPG.
JRPG. Now, the big sort of draw to this game. Yep. Okay. The big draw to this game is there are 108 recruitable characters throughout the game. So that's like the whole thing about it is as you're playing through it and doing the stories, you want to find all these characters to recruit to your cause. The fourth game definitely wasn't the best out of them. I don't know that Suikoden is popular enough to have a bad reputation, though, is my only qualm with this
it's
one.
It's way more niche than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Next up, we have Chris says Fallout 4. He says, like, yeah, the story can't touch Fallout 3 and New Vegas, but overall, I thought it was a decent addition. Does Fallout 4 get a bad rep?
Yeah.
What's the bad rap of Fallout 4?
Really?
Yeah, like, it's not anywhere near 76, but I think it's just because ever since it seems like they had New Vegas come out, every Fallout has just been supposedly downhill to the audience.
I mean, everyone has their favorite Fallout, just like they have their favorite Final Fantasy, but I don't think that as a result that 4 gets a bad rep from it.
I enjoyed it. I didn't play through very much of it, but that I had all the personal drama going on to where I couldn't invest the time.
Chris says, Duke Nukem Forever. Yeah, I said it.
Why does that have a bad rap? Just because it's Duke Nukem?
It was horrendous.
I think specifically because it took so long to come out. Because they tried to do the crowdfunding to get that one made, didn't they?
It's a whole... You could watch an entire documentary about the way that that development went through. They were like paying people 10 years after the game to still try to develop it. And on like the fifth kind of platform. Like it started on Windows 95, for Christ's sake. But yeah, it was just... It was really... Really bad. Not to mention the humor of like Duke Nukem himself didn't exactly age well. Like,
that's fair. That's
you know, fair. It just was gross.
Okay.
Danielle says Final Fantasy 15. There's nothing wrong with it as a game, and it's a fun experience. People hate on it too much because the combat is easy, and they don't appreciate the companionship style of the characters. The combat is easy, but it's satisfying, and it's flashy, and it's still a ton of fun. I'll say this about Final Fantasy 15: it is a competent game. But it had no chance of living up to the legacy of the Final Fantasy name. Next up here, we have Pinello the Potato says Mass Effect Andromeda.
You're the Mass Effect guy.
I am the Mass Effect guy. Look, this game definitely did launch with some bugs and some issues to where people playing it, it was hard to get into it, right? But I don't think that things that can be fixed should affect the reputation that it gets going forward, right? The bigger problem that it has was a lot of people playing it compared the one game, which was setting up a trilogy, to the entire trilogy of the original Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. So I do think, unfortunately, that Mass Effect Andromeda does get a little bit of a bad rep as a result of that. Studacious says, PsyOps Mindgate Conspiracy. A loved memory that was slammed.
I had never even heard of this one.
Yeah, Stud, I think that this might have been better served last week when we were talking about games that nobody's ever heard of.
Now, hold on. What
I don't know.
What we're talking
about? Wait, oh, Weird Beard might have heard of this one.
PsyOps.
The mind game conspiracy.
Mind game, yeah.
The cover looks familiar, but to be honest, it just looks like a late 90s. Oh, no, 2004. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you can't have a bad reputation if you ain't got a reputation, which PsyOps Mindgate Conspiracy does not have.
We always enjoy reading your responses here on the show. And if you want to talk to us, make sure you give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each and every week. We want to say we love you to WNSR Nashville Sports Radio 95.9 FM. Also 107.9 FM Murfreesboro, WBZ-FM in Boston, Massachusetts. And KJRAM in Seattle, Washington. Thanks so much for being a part of the Checkpoint XP family. That'll do it for this episode. Thanks for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out the Checkpoint XP on campus to get the latest info on what is going on in the world of collegiate esports. Check out the new show with Norris Howard and Jacob Brothers as they talk to the first female collegiate esports coach in the country. New episodes every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Checkpoint XP, and we'll talk to you again on The Next Level.